Memory is a really hard thing, isn't it? And as we begin to lose that ability to remember things, it gets even harder. And I know here in this body, we've had families who have dealt with issues around memory and memory loss and watched people we loved become less than what we remembered. But today is a story about resurrection. Today is a different story about remembering. Because we can get lost in remembering the things that were hard, the things that we don't like to face. We can remember the death story and live there, or we can remember the story of life and live there. As these women came, they were in that death story time. They were in that time when that's what they knew, that Jesus had died. And they were going to take care of him. They were going to do that last final dressing of this man that they loved. They were going defeated. They were going in deep grief. And when they got there and they found the tomb empty, they didn't know what to do. And I would have fallen to the ground if two men in dazzling white or two creatures in dazzling white were standing there. And they were in absolute terrified silence on the ground. But it's the words that these angels said to them, or men said to them, depending on which translation you read. Why do you look for the living among the dead? Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words. And that's when they got excited and rushed home and began to tell everybody. Because they not only just remembered his words, they remembered his promises. They remembered the living Jesus. Those words freed them from the death story to the life story. And we, as followers of Jesus Christ, though we need to go through Friday, though we need to experience that death on the cross, it is this day when Christ has risen from the dead that we remember that we are people of the resurrection, that we tell the life story through our own lives. One of my favorite life stories is the life story of my son, Nathan. And Nathan loved a good party and loved to go hunting. He hunted geckos better than he hunted Easter eggs. You know, we would find geckos on his shoulders. We would find geckos everywhere because Nathan thought the biggest thing to ever do was to go find them. But the other thing that Nathan loved to do was laugh. He loved to laugh. He loved to joke. He loved to be the center of attention. And sometimes I forget to tell those stories because I tell the other story, the story that hurts, the story that has pain. But that wasn't Nathan's whole story. Because Nathan also was one of those children that got baptized as an infant. And I remember that baptism because he was an infant and the pastor took him and he was walking through all of these pews and he was showing you this baby and reminding you that this child was yours to take care of. That yours child, that not just my child, but your child. Every time we put a child up there at the front and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we become responsible for helping them remember the story of Jesus. To remember not only that Christ died and rose again, but that Christ lived and loved, and that Christ asked us to do the same thing. That Christ asked us to feed the hungry, to visit the sick, to care for those who are naked with clothing and give a house to those who are homeless. But also, and most important, to call them into this body of Christ, into community, so that they know that even when those tough times in life come, they never have to go through them alone Because not only does Christ go with them, but we, as Christ's body here on earth, go as well. They also remembered the promise that Christ would come again, and that God's fulfillment of love winning was going to happen, that God would keep God's promises. So this morning, we're going to remember something else. We're going to go to this table, and we're going to remember what he asks us to remember, that every time we gather, that we gather and share in Christ's body and Christ's blood, what we call Holy Communion in some circles. Others call it Eucharist, and still others call it the prayer of the great thanksgiving.